to Student Group Podcast, where you learn how to maximize your days in school and get equipped for a great career. Welcome to today's episode.
Today on Student Group, I want to share with you what I captioned paying for maths. What inspired this is that once my cousin called me and told me that they were asked to pay for maths in school. And while trying to answer his question, I realized I need to explain a few things to him. And one of those matters was about paying for maths. Some people have a very distorted view about how to pay for maths and what it actually means to pay for maths. Some persons think it's a bad thing. I don't think it's a bad thing. What I just observe is there are some irregularities about should people pay for maths and should they not, and how exactly are they supposed to pay for maths. That is where I notice that sometimes we have some differences in what we believe or what should be done. My plan is that before the end of this podcast, you understand what it really means to pay for maths, how to pay for maths, and I will try some balances between what we find today as regards paying for maths and what it should actually be. First thing I want you to understand is that maths are not actually free. You have to pay for them. You have to earn them. I mean, it's not your father's house that you just enter and stay in here for free. Maths, you have to earn them. That is where they are designed to be. That is where they were created. if there's any like creating maths, what I have to use the word created is to just help you understand that that's how they are. You can't change it. What you can just do is to adjust your lifestyle and everything to fit into the fact that you have to pay for every mark you earn in school. So when you go to school, when you want to get an A, for instance, you want to graduate to first class, you want to graduate with distinction, what you do is that you settle down and ask yourself, what price do I pay to get this mark? What do I have to pay to get this mark? You don't just go praying alone that you get the mark. You don't just go wishing alone that you get a good mark. You don't just go sowing a seed that you get a good mark. You don't just go maybe confessing, thinking positively, meditating yourself into getting a mark. Those could be some factors that will help you get a mark. But the reality is that there is a bigger price, there's a real price to pay to actually get any mark you desire. And what I want to share with you today is to help you understand what actually is the price you have to pay to gain a good mark or to get a good grade in school. Now, the price for good grade is massive. It doesn't come easy, and that is why you have to pay big price and even good price for that matter to be able to get it. So please, like I said earlier, when you want a good grade, you settle down and find out the price you have to pay. This podcast is not about showing you the price you have to pay really, but I want to take out some time to explain to you so you understand the context of what I'm saying. The price for good grade is adequate preparation. Yes, that is one of the key factors in making good grade. You see, I don't believe that grades are magical. I don't believe that it's a thing of chance. I believe that even from the beginning of the semester, middle of the semester, and as you're walking out of exam hall, you should be able to predict what your score will be in an exam. That is what I believe absolutely. Why I believe this is because I understand that what you require to get an A in exam is not even to know all the things that your lecturer taught you. You just need to know a handful of what they taught you to be able to get an A. Let me give you a breakdown here. If you are doing a course and in the course you are going to write 8 questions and they ask you 5 questions or answer 3, what that tells you automatically is that you don't need to know all the subjects or all the topics that they taught you in that course for you to be able to get an A. This is how you get an A. Of course, you should be doing your continuous assessment very well. Let's assume your continuous assessment is 40 marks. What it means that your exam is 60. The lecturer is going to ask you 5 questions in the exam to answer 3, and they expect you to be able to get 20-20 from 3 questions that will make up to 60. If at the end of the day you'd make up to 20-20 to 3 places, that's 60. You don't need to know all the topics to be able to get 60 over 60. You just need to know 3 very well and answer them satisfactorily to be able to get 60. Now that tells you that what you actually need to get an A is not knowing everything in your course, is actually to know enough to be able to satisfy your examiner. And then you'll be able to get an A. What I've just explained to you now is to help you understand how simple it is to just get an A. Now, the question is this: how do you even get yourself to the point where you can satisfy your examiner completely? Again, I don't want to spend time talking about in detail, but let me just say a few things that will suffice. Look at how these things work. You sit down and attend lectures, understand how the lecturers think and how he expects his questions answered, how he wants you to relate with him in exam or even attempt his questions. When you understand this and you read his course material well enough to understand what he expects from you, that positions you, that prepares you adequately to be able to get into the exam hall and actually answer questions intelligently and satisfactorily. Do you understand that? So when you're able to do that, you end up satisfying the condition for getting a good grade. Do you understand what I'm saying? I've explained all this to get myself to this point, that the real sacrifice you make for good grade is to make it a point of duty to actually attend your lectures. Because it's not attending lectures, you listen to the lecturer, you know the way he thinks, you know the way he walks, you know the way his mind works. Then that helps you understand, okay, this is the kind of thing this man expects, this is how he wants his question answered. The real prize for Mark is that after the lecture, you carry your material and read. Is that you go beyond what even the lecturer thought in class and read to understand your course in depth. The reason is because when you understand your course in depth, you know what it does to you? It gives you the confidence you require to walk into the exam hall. It gives you the latitude that if the lecturer decides to twist question, you'll be able to attempt his question and answer them clearly and intelligently. The prize for good grade is that you make it a point of duty to not just attend lectures, but study your course material well enough that you're able to come to exam and answer your exam questions satisfactorily. Do you understand that? So what I'm saying is that when you design a mark, please pay this price that you may get a good grade. Stop wishing good grades. You have to work to get it. Now, having explained all of this, now I want to explain a point to you. What you do when you want to get a good grade is that you pay for it, you don't buy it. Now, this may seem like, what is this what you're saying? What is the difference between paying for it and buying? I don't know the real difference when we have to start looking at the words individually. I use that construction to bring out a point. When you want a mark, you know what you do? You pay the sacrifice. You give the input. You make the sacrifice that is required for that grade. But you don't go and say, "Oga, I need a mark. How much will I pay so you can give me some marks?" Because that's not how it is done. That is not how to earn a mark. How to earn a mark is that you find out the sacrifice you have to make. You find out the commitment that is required of you. You go ahead and make the sacrifices, make the commitment, and that is the price you should pay for your marks. After that, you don't have any other business paying for another mark as far as giving a lecturer money to get a mark. Please, it's the lazy, stupid student approach to go out of your way, and not even going out of your way, to actually think that way to get your score is not to make these sacrifices. Pay the price, take the pain to get a grade, but to go to a lecturer and say, "Let me give you this that you may give you mark." What you can give a lecturer to give you marks is proper attempt of exam question. Nothing else is required of you to give a lecturer to be able to get a mark. Now the question is this: what if the lecturer demands something from me to be able to give me mark? Maybe demand money from you, demand sex from you. You know, they call it sorting in Nigerian universities. What if a lecturer demands things like that to give me mark? Or deny me the marks that is my own if I don't give him either money or sex or something like that. What do you do at such point? That is the question I'm going to answer in the next episode. But for this episode, the point I've made is this: if you want any grade, if you want a good grade, you don't wish for it, you work for it. And how you work for it is to find out what are the things required of me to do that I may get this good grade. When you find out those things, you settle down and begin to do them. And all of them will culminate in the fact that when you get into the exam hall, the questions you are required to answer, you answer them intelligently and satisfactorily. There's a tiny book I wrote. I think it's called Exam Success Boost. Please get that book. You can find it on Brojit.com. Get that book. You'll be able to read in detail price you have to pay to be able to get a good grade, price you have to pay to be able to get exceptional performance in your exam. Of course, I'm talking about things you have to do on your own end. There are factors that are beyond your control, but as for what you're supposed to do, you'll find out. But for now, the point is, when you want to get a good grade, you know what you do? You'll find out what price you have to pay. You do that thing you're supposed to do to get that grade. But again, I'm saying that you don't just do anything. You do everything that will just end in the fact that you satisfy your examiner and exam, and not going to him to say, "What can I give to you? Can I give you money or sex or anything like that so you can give him mark?" That is not the way to go.
To gain more student insights, visit brojit.com/students. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Student Groove, or subscribe to our WhatsApp broadcast through 0810-550-4664.